Paul, first of all, on the injury front, how are things ahead of the match against Fleetwood?
All good, all good. Dan Gardner's really our only one now. He just doesn't make the weekend, but he's very, very forward in his rehabilitation. The likelihood is he'll join us Monday. So fingers crossed we're all good to go on that front.
In terms of being sort of fully up to speed, 100%, where are the likes of Duffy and Lavery then in their course of things?
Probably behind where we want them to be. If we were winning, they'd probably be ahead of where we want to be. The lads, Duff certainly needed games, Lavs needs games. The reason these lads go out on loan is to play games. You know, as a manager, you're always trying to pick winning teams, a balance to what you're trying to do. It's a complement of all the above factors. So, you know, these lads need to play. You know, these lads need games. I'm well aware of that.
Everton and Raglan are fully available again now. Do you consider bringing them back in for this one?
I consider everyone in the squad. I always do. You know, football now is a squad game. As everyone can see over the season, there's a million different factors going to teams. You know, my big thing with football is confidence. You know, when you have a confident footballer, you've always got a different type. You know, football's got a great habit of giving you the confidence and also taking it away from you. Yet you're the same player, you're the same manager, we do the same things. You know, it's the game that we all love. So, you know, we've got a fully fit squad now on to pick from. The lads have had a good training week this week. I'm very much looking forward to a Fleetwood game tomorrow.
Do you look in between the games then at changes again, if you like, to the personnel, if you like, to try and just instigate this, just the jolt to get a W in the column?
You'd always want to. You know, I'm a great believer in football. There's a start line and a finish line. You know, it's something that I've said ever since I've come through the door. You know, and along the way, you'll have good runs and bad runs. You know, there's no teams in the country don't have them. You know, even the better teams, the Chelseas have been knocked out by Bradford. They haven't beat Burnley at home. You know, and that's Mourinho with everything that he's got. We're no different than anyone else. I always believe the harder you work, the luckier you get. The first port of call tomorrow is that we must work very hard in the game to get it out of it. Then managers, players, we'll all have opinions and dissect stuff. And it's a great game when you're not winning because everyone else's opinion becomes a bit more valid, doesn't it? And we're not going to change that. You know, we're just looking forward to playing a game of football tomorrow. We've got 42 points. We need more points on the board, like everybody else in the division. And the best way to do it is let your football do the talking.
So, from your perspective then, it's about persevering with what you've got, playing as you are playing, in the hope that things will change, if you like, because you can sort of fall back on it in the past. You've had results this way in the past.
With Chesterfield, you know, our squad, the players that we've got are the players that we've got, like most other teams. You know, in the end, if you look at Gary Roberts as a key player for us, you know, if you want to add up the weeks he's been out, then if you want to add up something else, then whatever, something else, and then I'll become one of them managers who's whinging. I don't believe in all that at all nonsense. I believe in playing the game tomorrow against Fleetwood. If we win tomorrow night, we'll be in a good league position on 45 points with a very happy fan base. So let's just win the game.
How do you get back to where you were before? Because one thing you could say about Chesterfield is obviously the goals and the chances, they were extremely regular. Probably, if we're talking about numbers, up there as far as it goes. So what needs to change to get that back?
We've got to stop conceding goals and try scoring at the other end.
It wasn't as easy as that.
It is that easy. We complicate it. We all complicate it. Now everyone wants to think too much about it. Our lads want to think too much about it. It's great for you journalists. You know, because one week it's one manager, the next it's someone else. I think it's me and Steve Evans at the minute, isn't it? We must be, hello Steve, I hope you're having a good time at Rotherham. You know, we're managers, we've been managing our club for a couple of years. We've had really highs, we are both haven't had too many lows. But in the nature of the game, people want to ask you questions that you're going to solve. The only way we'll solve it is by our players. I can talk as much nonsense as I want on a Friday or Saturday. When we come in tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we've got to be ready for the big game. And that's all we've been speaking to our players about. Nothing else goes for it. Form tables, non-form tables. You know, we're in a league position that a lot of people would die for. We're 10th. We're in a club that's had a promotion, that we're in a very difficult league, that there's a lot of very strong teams in it. We're no different than anybody else. What we've got to do is keep working hard and believing in what you do.
You're not telling me, love, that you lot, and Steve possibly as well, although I don't know, don't pore over these type of things in the hope of getting the next little advantage to take to a Fleetwood and whoever else you've got coming up.
We've played Fleetwood, like we've played Rochdale, probably about 10 times in the last 2 years. We know each other inside out. Fleetwood beat us here, probably. No, we won 2-1 in the league game. They beat us 1-0 in the JPT final here. We were excellent at Fleetwood. Graham knows us inside out. We know them inside out. And football, it becomes about managers and tactics and what we say to you people. Yeah, we all can't. I just can't wait for 3 o'clock tomorrow. Because at the end of the day, we just want to try and win a football match. And as a supporter, you've got your role to play. The manager's got his. The most important people are the players. And what I've got to do is give our players the confidence and the beliefs that come when you're winning. That come when you're winning. When you're losing games, everything becomes magnified. Set pieces against, chances, whatever you want to talk about. You know, what we've got to do is just get a bit of freshness back to us. That's the big word for me, freshness. You know, we're going to pick a team tomorrow that I feel's got a lot of energy in it, a lot of life in it. You know, full of lads who've played me for me many a time. You know, and our supporters know us inside out. Because every manager could sit here and have you all bored stiff with our problems. It's a great game, football, you know. When it's not going well, we're not backed. It's a favourite saying. I haven't been back. It's boring. Fans want to see the team play and they want to see a committed team play football. And all the rest of the problems can take care of themselves.
We sat here last Friday, weren't we, talking about, you know, opportunities to grasp the metal, if you like, in terms of the playoffs. Whilst Chesterfield have had this run without the win, and other managers can be asked the same question, nobody's really grasped that, have they? So it's the status quo is not really changing. You're not really losing any ground.
I think they have grasped it. I don't think you're looking at the league table properly. Yeah, Preston and Sheffield United are on great runs.
You can still get in the playoffs, though. There's nobody in the group below that. Haven't they been away for a while, though?
Does that not tell you, after 31, 32, 33 games, that there's not a lot between the rest?
Well, that's part of it. Nobody's struck away from the group that you're in.
I know, but it must tell you the answer to your own question.
But I'm asking you the question.
No one's going to get away from each other.
Do you think it'll carry on this way between now and the end of the season?
Why wouldn't it? We've played 32 games. There's normally a pattern to every league after 32 games. Preston are on a great run. They never won for 7 games. They're now on a good run. Sheffield United, like we all expected, are picking it up and going forward. The rest of us, if you look at the rest of them, are all competing and we all want to be the one. You know, but what you've got to worry about is, well, there's 4 teams at the bottom who don't want to be the one. And the league's that tight that you must be careful. I've said for a long time, someone will end up relegated this year that doesn't expect to be or doesn't think they will be. The first thing you do in building any house is put a brick in. And it starts tomorrow for us at 3 o'clock. Massive game for us because it's the next one. And what we all want to build up is these runs, good, bad, ugly, league tables, playoffs. At the end of the season, the best teams will be at the top. And unfortunately for the rest at the bottom, that will be the way the league pans out. We just want to be in the best position we can obtain.
So finally then, you know Fleetwood pretty well. What are their makeup then? How does Graham Alexander like his side to play?
Again, every manager's different, aren't they? Because, you know, you'll all have a belief in how you want the game to be played. I think the biggest picture for any manager is that you want to win. You know, come the end of the game, you want to win. You know, Graham's had to set up now for a little bit. You know, he's brought one or two different players in different areas. But in general, he's kept quite a consistency with his team. You know, Fleetwood are a very strong team. You know, like most teams are in the league, they've got good players who can hurt you. They've got solid defenders. We've got a very tough game tomorrow. But they're all tough. You know, the disappointing thing for you when you're not winning games is that you want to play well. When we went to Rochdale last week, the biggest thing that disappointed me was that we weren't good enough to get something out of the game. Because you can make excuses. And I'll never be a manager to make excuses about why we couldn't score. If you can't score, you'll never win a game. If we can't keep a clean sheet, we'll never win a game. So all of a sudden, you'd always look for the opposition. I'm not one of them managers. I want us tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, everyone to say, wow, didn't Chesterfield play well? We mightn't win. But you know, if you play well, you've got a lot better chance than you'd have if you don't.
Just finally then, we've addressed it various different intervals recently about the possibility or the consideration of loan market work and a loan signing here or there. Is that still something you're thinking about? Do you want anything to happen in that respect?
No, not particularly. We must work harder with the group we've got to get the better out of them. You know, what happens now comes change. It don't work. In my opinion, it don't work. You must believe in the players you've got. I've got great belief in our players. I've got great belief in the players at the top end and the bottom end. And sometimes when they're not playing so well, you know what they need? They need the manager to back them. They need the supporters to back them. And one thing you can do, if you want to jump ship on them, the confidence will soon go out them a lot quicker. I prepare to back my players to the hilt. I always have done. I always will do while I'm manager of this club.